Hello, my name is Jennifer Baer. Welcome to my podcast. Today I will be discussing NBPT Proposition 4, Teachers Think Systematically About Their Practice and Learn from Experience. I will be looking at Trend 5, Activity 1, examine the significance that globalization has on a child's ability to compete for future jobs. Explain how you as a teacher will communicate this phenomenon to your students to prepare them for life in a global knowledge and information age. To help examine this issue, I researched various articles on the topic of globalization and its impact on education. Globalization is the process by which markets integrate worldwide. More and more developing countries have been experiencing sustained growth rates of 7 to 10%. 13 countries, including China, have grown by more than 7% per year for more than 25 years. Although this was unclear at the outset, the world has found itself just past the midpoint in a century-long process in which income levels in developing countries have been converging towards those in developed countries. Now, the emerging economy's impact on the global economy and the advanced economies is rising rapidly. According to Leach and Chikaris, in the article, The Future of Jobs, Work, and Careers, the question has become, should we be preparing students narrowly for specific careers, or should we be preparing them more broadly for life? The authors discuss key factors that are defining the fundamental nature of jobs, work, and careers. Included in these factors are global competition, in which U.S. companies are competing in an increasingly global marketplace, and these competitors are catching up technologically and are taking markets and work away from the U.S. What do these countries have that we don't? A growing, young, cheap, motivated, ununionized workforce. Technology is another area that is causing jobs to be redefined. It is simply more cost-effective to de-skill jobs with computer-assisted technology. This means fewer workers, including managers and professionals, although new professions may very well emerge. David Litz, in his article, Globalization and the Changing Face of Educational Leadership, Current Trends and Emerging Dilemmas, states that it is imperative that school leaders are able to correctly identify global forces and pressures, adapt to and cope with the large-scale changes that will inevitably be thrust upon them, and ultimately recognize that globalization is both a complex and multifaceted process. In addition, educational leaders need to be aware of the fact that globalization can take on many forms, and it is becoming increasingly evident that they will need to use several dimensions with which to frame their work in the coming years. He suggests several areas that are impacting globalization in education, including economics, politics, demographics, language, environment, and technology. There is no doubt that all of these dimensions will have enormous impacts on education and educational leadership. One of the most obvious effects will be the fact that societies will increasingly expect their educational leaders will be able to cope with increasingly difficult and complex challenges that arise in the 21st century. They will also require leaders to uphold core principles of social transformation, as well as demonstrate visionary capacity, boundary-breaking entrepreneurialism, new professional skills, instructional design and assessment literacy, and crisis management in this new global era, and this will inevitably necessitate the emergence of a variety of new and important trends in educational management practices as well as leadership paradigms. What this all boils down to is how can we as educators take what we know about globalization and bring the many dimensions impacting it to the classroom to help prepare our students to compete for future jobs. We need to look beyond the textbook and create a curriculum based on a set of core standards that allows teachers the opportunities to embrace the curriculum and provides them with the time and flexibility to bring that curriculum to life for their students. This curriculum needs to encompass the 21st century skills of critical thinking, creativity, collaboration, and problem solving. It also needs to promote outside-the-box thinking by students and opportunities for students to work through real-world employment scenarios that will better equip them with practical knowledge and skills to compete in the competitive global workforce. When discussing the idea of globalization and its impact on students and future employment with my field educator, Lori Dodd, we both agreed there was a lot going on around the world that is impacting our students. She felt one of the biggest impacts of globalization on students' future employment was the overall lack of concern or interest many students seem to have about the goings-on around the world. Many students seem more interested in what is happening with their friends and in their own school, community, or maybe as far as their own state. But if you ask them anything about what is happening around the world, they seem to draw a blank. There is no interest in what is happening around the world, and as a result, students are missing valuable information about critical changes that are going on in the marketplace. In the future, students need to realize that the chances are extremely high that they will not just be working with Americans, but rather they will be working with people around the world, and we must know how to engage with and interact with people from other nations. This requires knowledge of their cultures, languages, and the economics of other countries as well. Another impact of globalization on future jobs is the increased need for students to be well-equipped with critical 21st century skills. It is because of globalization in the workforce that the competition for jobs is so fierce. Employers are looking for individuals who stand out among the rest and have the practical ability to apply such skills as creativity, problem solving, and critical thinking. They are looking for highly motivated individuals who are outside of the box thinkers and who will help their organization to gain higher levels. This is not an easy task, and dealing with the millennial group of students who feel that they are entitled to employment as soon as they graduate, our jobs as educators is that much more challenging. We need to engage students in a way that forces them to step outside their comfort zone and realize that if they are going to compete in the global marketplace, they are going to have to effectively apply these 21st century skills in multiple ways. A final thought that was shared by Lori in regards to the impact of globalization was that students really are in a better place if they can step up and embrace what is available around them to help them succeed. The opportunities students have because of the advances in technology and the dedication of educators and administrators to bringing that technology to the forefront in the classroom really provide students with a chance to do great things in the future. But they have to jump on the bandwagon. They cannot just expect the opportunities to develop and then just jump in their laps. It is essential that they become active participants in their education and rise to the challenges around them by making the choice to become part of the future. The research shows that globalization is happening, and it is happening at a rapid rate. As an educator, I need to prepare my students for this market. It is not an easy task, but it is not an impossible task either. To begin with, I need to engage my students with the material I am teaching. To do this, I must create more opportunities for them to interact with what they are learning and encourage the development of critical 21st century skills. These are the skills that will help prepare my students for the competitiveness they will face when looking for a job in the future. I also need to embrace the technology and other learning opportunities available to my students. It is up to me to grow professionally and expand my skills so I can pass my knowledge on to my students. I need to develop and become an active participant in the changes going around me just as much as my students do. If I do not initiate my own professional development, then I will not be able to effectively teach and guide my students in the classroom. Finally, I know I must work to ensure that my students work to overcome possible barriers that will limit them in the future. They need to become more culturally and globally aware. I need to promote opportunities for them to work with peers from other cultures and provide them with opportunities to connect with events going on around the world. In order to prepare students for the globalized future, I must create an environment in which their successes in the classroom will provide them with the skills they need for today and beyond. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I use the following sources in my research for this topic: The Future of Jobs, Work, and Careers, an article by John Leach and B.J. Chikaris, taken from Training and Development Journal, April 88, Volume 42, Issue 4, Page 48, and Globalization and the Changing Face of Educational Leadership, Current Trends and Emerging Dilemmas, by David Litz, taken from Education Studies, 2011, Volume 4, Issue 3, pages 47 to 61. I also used information from PowerPoints and videos posted by Dr. Clint Bourne from Franciscan University of Ohio for my graduate course, EDU 541 School and Society.